This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Time now for Ride and Run, and Kyle and Cole join us in studios here today. These guys, Cole's wearing a lightweight North Face jacket. Kyle had on a hoodie. It's 18 degrees outside. So tough. You don't have to come in here and prove it every Tuesday morning.
It's a real coat. It's just like really lightweight. It's like just this crazy material from North Face. So
Nick, I came in dressed as Kurt Russell from The Thing this morning. So there you have
Shout out to my wife. She went out and ran this morning like 4 miles with
what
some friends.
What is wrong with her?
Yeah.
Now, do you have that in you?
No.
In the dark, 5 a.m.
Getting up early. That's
18 degrees.
Yeah, she's it's for her mental health.
She's a trooper. That is unbelievable.
She's got a little group of friends, and they get out. I mean, it has to be just miserable for them not run.
It has to. I didn't see a single runner. Normally, because I cross over Lost Bridge and in an area that's pretty popular. Normally, just about any weather, I'll see somebody, 5:30 a.m., and I'll think, man, those are leaders. Somebody's up at 5:30 running across the bridge in the middle of December.
Yeah.
Today, I didn't see anyone.
No. But she has a bunch of great clothing from Fleet Feet Decatur.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's what makes it happen? Nice. All right. Talk to me about being in Austin last week. How was Austin?
It's weird.
Do you like the city?
Yeah.
It's one of the fastest growing, affordable. I mean, they have all those weird problems you have when everybody all of a sudden wants to be there.
Yeah, traffic's getting a little rough. So I've been to the run event. This was at least my third time, maybe my fourth time. I went like 7 or 8 years ago, and the city's changing a little bit. There's a few more people asking for money on the corners and stuff like that. But some other parts of it are nice, and some of the restaurants and things like that. So it was great doing a trade show again. It'd been a little while. Some cool product and technology and new accessory lines. But the biggest thing is like the people. So we had some Fleet Feet exclusive parties and stuff like that. So it was good reconnecting with some other stores and sharing some ideas and things like that too.
When you go to something like that, how big a player is Fleet Feet? I mean, just comparatively.
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
So there's about 1,100 running stores in the country, and Fleet Feet has 190 of them. And it might be today. They just announced that they're going to buy Jackrabbit Sports, which is a 50-store chain in large cities. Like our closest one's Indianapolis. So there's 4 of them over there. There's some in New York City. So that's like really, really big news. And so the Jackrabbit website will go directly to the Fleet Feet website, and all those stores are going to flip really soon. So that's going to put us about 250 stores, which is almost a quarter of brick-and-mortar run specialty. And dollar-wise, it's probably even more because most of these stores are
your metropolitan areas.
So we get some really cool stuff, like some things. We've had some like specific things for us in the past, but this upcoming year, we have like a ASICS colorway that's made specific that you can only get there. Actually, we carry Carhu that you can only get at Fleet Feet's. And then Saucony's doing a colorway next fall specifically for Fleet Feet and some branded clothing and stuff too that's going to be really good. A lot of really specific stuff made for Fleet Feet because we are big enough, and it's still, I mean, my wife and I own it, and we have the full, we can do what we want kind of at the store. We aren't it's not a franchise and like some that keep their thumb on you and you can only do certain things and carry certain things, so it's pretty wide open. So it's they're
you like working with it. I mean, but yeah. And they bring you some resources too, right?
Yeah, a lot of resources. Dude, we would not have the stuff we have in Decatur without that franchise. So I mean, I couldn't get shoe vendors to call me back whenever I wanted to open. So as soon as you get the Fleet Feet thing, you're legit. So yeah, it's been really good.
All right, let's talk about Christmas because
I got my Christmas hat on for
I
you.
Saw that. It's a nice Fleet Feet Christmas hat. You see that, Nick? Forget
Looks
about
awesome.
Ordering stuff. You're not going to get it for Christmas.
We're sitting pretty good on it.
Hey, no, you could, but I'm talking about like big box stuff or online stuff. You know, for this supply chain thing and the postal system is just, if you don't have it, you're not going to get it. So you've got to go support local retail merchants because they've got it and they'll send it home with you and you're ready to go.
Cole's sitting pretty good on stuff. We're sitting pretty good on stuff. So I'm feeling pretty good going into this season. Like some fun stuff. We Christmas, like ugly sweater Christmas Brooks in. A fun shoe, mostly red sole, and looks like a sweater on top. Gooder sunglasses in the Christmas theme. We just got some feature socks that have a mistletoe theme on them, so we got a couple little Christmas items there. Brooks just updated the Adrenaline, which is like one of the most popular run shoes out there. The Adrenaline 22 just dropped the other one. It looks great. The women's will be here in January, so they're coming soon. Concepts 860 just updated. It looks awesome. Theragun massagers, we have the minis that start around $200.
I know it's always been around, but when did it become sort of a mainstream thing?
Yeah, I think the last couple of years, yeah. It's definitely, well, the price points became a little bit better and more accessible.
The NBA really started putting it on TV.
Yeah, and the Theragun brand actually advertises some partnerships with, they're partners with Verstappen and Red Bull.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were talking Formula One before we came on. So those are awesome. We've got a bunch of
Kyle sits in the green room and he says, let's think about something we can talk to that like no one else listens to, watches,
cares
about. Did you see
the cross race and boom the other day too?
That was awesome.
Oh man.
See?
All right, so let's bring it back.
Nick and I usually say, how do we impact the largest segment of the audience possible? Kyle comes in every week and he goes, how do we get that one guy?
That's why they love me.
Yes. Yeah, no, he
I got
loves
the
you.
One person.
Yeah, the one guy does.
Yeah. So we just got Theraguns, and then we've been looking up past people and grabbing Christmas gifts off of that, and then gift cards always fit. So
gift cards are the greatest way to go. I think some people think it's an impersonal gift. I think it's not even close to that. It's having the self-awareness of that you don't know how to pick out what they'll really like. Let them get what they really want.
Where they like to go.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. We got a ton of them in the other day for them to go in. So yeah, we're stocked up pretty good on gift cards right now too. So that always fits well.
So, absolutely. Talk to me about some events that are coming up.
Yeah, we're doing yoga on Sundays at 10 a.m. That's been going over pretty well. A different instructor rotating every week. That's been great. Our Winter Warriors program just kicked off. It's full. So that went over really well. And then I saw the Decatur Running Club page on Facebook. They have like weekly runs and stuff. But one that was intriguing was there's a Siberian Express trail race going on in a couple weeks. And they're doing a training run Sunday at 10 a.m. at Sand Creek, where we like running out there. So Denise Ismari is leading it. And it's about a 5.5 mile run out there on Sunday at 10 a.m., which is the same time that we do yoga, but it's a little different crowd sometimes. So, and then Decatur Running Club, the Run for the Lights on December 15th at 5:30, meeting at the Disc parking lot, bring a candle, non-perishable, and they're going to donate to Northeast Community Fund. Head from the Disc, run downtown around the lights and stuff and check that out. And then let me get this one right. The Holly Jolly Jingle 5K in Orienta. Did I do better this week? Watched it last week.
You didn't say jiggle, so you got
his classic. Email from last night. I says just, jiggle.
Does it? Oh, it is
jiggle.
It is. It's the Holly. I had the Holly Holly jiggle last time. Now I have the Holly. Anyway,
there's a run in Orienta, Nick, coming up on December 18th.
That has a name that I can't.
Always. They'll give you a T-shirt, maybe. It'll have the right name on it.
But they're doing donations too for that. So,
do you think is the running crowd, the biking crowd, the enthusiasts, they seem to be people who are involved and give back and are pretty good community folks?
Yeah, they're good.
I mean, by whole as a whole, right?
Yeah. Whenever we have, I mean, we did a fundraiser for Dove and raised a bunch of money and free hats and gloves and stuff. So, yeah, they always give back and they're good group of people.
There's something in it. I don't know what that is, but you know, people that tend to sort of be active in their lifestyles and active in their lives, they tend to be people who, you know, lead and give back and do good things for the community.
Yeah, you take care of yourself, you take care of other people, you take care of your stuff, and I think that all transfers from one thing to another. So,
all right, when we get back on the other side of the break, we're going to have Festivus for the rest of us with Cole at an upcoming event, if you're old enough to get the Seinfeld reference. When we get back on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break, fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
It's the holidays, and all five of my kids are home from college. All clothes, all the bedding, all the laundry. Is there a laundry set that can handle a big load, get it clean, and is in stock? That's all I want for Christmas.
I know exactly where to get it.
Tell me.
This holiday season, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World has Electrolux front loaders in stock and on sale.
Bingo.
They have the patented three-pump system that's sure to get the dirtiest clothes clean.
I got a corncob-sized lump of coal in my stocking. Will it get that coal stain out?
It sure will, naughty guy.
Does it come in a color? White is so boring.
Sparkling tight in stock with matching pedestals.
But do you have white, too? I'm pretty boring, and I really don't care what it looks like.
We have white in stock for you, boring man.
Do I get the free tenure protection? Okay, something goes horribly wrong.
Absolutely. It's Christmas all December at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Do you have free gift wrapping? I like to surprise myself.
Not at all. Wow.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It's to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong for soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuck It stores or at Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
You have the ideas, the tenacity, and the follow-through. UC Bank's experts are here to help with the capital. With deep knowledge and trusted guidance, UC will help you prepare a comprehensive financial business plan that boosts your livelihood and keeps you successful for years to come. UC Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Illini. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here. Did I tell you Wes Heinkel is going to be in today? We got the mother of all gift of the days today.
Oh, I think I have an idea of what that gift would
be. I don't
think
you can even scratch the surface.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, he'll be here a little later in the program. The folks from the Community Foundation, Dale Coley, we got Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, all of that straight ahead. Right now it's Ride and Run with the Fleet Feet.
Out of curiosity, has a gift of the day thing work again? I'm intrigued.
What do you mean?
The Heinkel's thing.
Well, you go to our Facebook page and you like and comment, and you can feel free to share it, and then we pick a random winner and you win the prize.
Do we qualify?
What do you mean, do you qualify?
Well, it's like if you work at the
station.
Okay, well, I didn't know.
I mean, you're literally, if you bring up racing or anything like that again, no, you don't.
I'm spinning.
Kyle tried to pass himself off as very European during the commercial break.
I got
break.
A text from somebody, from Dwayne, that says, I love Formula One racing. I
was like, that's the guy.
That's him.
That's him. Okay.
We'll set Dwayne up with a phone call with Kyle. We can circumvent all the rest of us.
This started because Cole and I were talking on Formula One track in Austin whenever I was there. They had an event for us, so that was really, really cool. So anyway.
As opposed to other tracks?
There's only one in the country that they race Formula One on in the United States. So
what do you mean?
That they only do one Formula One race in the United States, so that's the one.
There's only one Formula One race?
In the United States.
Okay.
They race all over the world, so okay. That's the one. That's the one here.
The one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you and Dwayne can take a trip to...
Dude, 140,000 people went and watched it this year.
If there was a demand, wouldn't there be more than one?
My wife texted me.
Am I missing something here, Nick?
It's starting to be... It's
getting
big.
It's been global. It's just not here.
It's on Netflix. Lewis Hamilton's The Tiger Woods of it.
I got it. There's one traction. Track. Okay, well, when we get to two tracks, let me know.
I'm playing the long game.
You just talked and bragged about 250 Fleet Feet stores.
Yeah.
You guys are doing better than Formula One.
Dude.
Just saying. All right. You're robbing Cole of his time.
Yeah, sorry. I'll
shut up. All right. I laughed out loud when I saw this last night because you've got a Festivus Cross coming up. And this is literally, I mean, how are you with this?
Oh, it's absolute.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, just to get the point across, we want to have fun on bikes. So anything we can do to make that happen, we're going to do it. So if somebody has a fun idea and says, okay, we're going to do a Festivus Cross, and there's going to be a Festivus pole and airing of grievances and
feats of strength,
then yeah, we're down.
All right. I love this. When does this start?
It'll be not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday. It's a tease.
Okay.
And it's generally the weather is awful. So just,
I don't know. I think I'm looking at next Wednesday, 60 degrees for the high.
Oh, what? No, we might have to change it then. Mm. I'll push it out a little bit. Is it going to rain?
No, it looks like sunny and high of 60. So that's very cool. Let's talk about right now, though, shopping, Christmas, hours, things you have, things you'll hold, like bikes. We were wrapping presents and getting stuff ready, and hard to wrap a bike and certainly hard to hide a bike. I know if somebody wants to come in and buy one right now and then come pick it up the day before Christmas Eve, you guys will work with them.
Absolutely. So we do understand it's hard to hide a bike, and we are not very good at wrapping, so we will keep that at the store until, you know, you tell us, hopefully just before Christmas, and we'll make sure that we're there and get it. Hours of the store, we're there 10 to 6 throughout the week, closed on Tuesday, and then 10 to 4 on Saturday.
Okay, talk to me a little bit about trainers, and if for a first-time buyer, somebody who's, you know, maybe just kind of dabbled in biking during nice weather, but they stay indoors, people are still not sure about going to gyms and all that, you know, mm-hmm. It's a nice way to work out at home, price points, where it starts, what people need, it's kind of a bigger category than I think most people, at least first-timers, understand.
Yeah, I mean, with any technology nowadays, it's really simple to set up. We've got 6 of the entry-level trainers in stock right now. We just got another ship, and they start at $499. It's the Wahoo Kicker Snap, and it's easy to put your bike on. You leave your back tire on, and it automatically, what it your iPhone or your iPad, or if you've got like an Apple TV or a smart TV or of any sort, it'll connect to that, and then it'll actually project what you're doing on that trainer onto the screen.
All right, so even for the beginning level, the technology is there. Absolutely. Compare that to what a gym membership costs, you know, for a year. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you put it in like sort of a perspective of, yeah, I can do this 3 or 4 or 5 times a week in my home, watch TV, get all the technology. It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. So it's an interactive experience. The faster you pedal, the faster your person goes. And you can do fun stuff, like you can earn points and change the color of your jersey or socks or helmet or bike or et cetera. One of the neat things about it is it is interactive, and you're interacting with live people from all over the world. So how many people are
4,500?
There's 40 lifting right now across the world.
Kyle just pulled it up on his tablet there, and we're watching this. So you get that fun experience. You're immersed. It's interactive, and you're getting a workout. And so when you compare, like I said, you know, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. So you can do there's races, there's organized group rides, and there's also training programs. So you can set your schedule to every Tuesday morning at this time I'm going to ride, and it's going to take me an hour, and then you progress through that training and then move on to the next one. And you can kind of research and figure out what areas you want to work on in your cycling. And it's like, yeah, that training appeals to me. That's something I need to work on.
That's very cool. Very cool. All right, guys, hours over at Fleet Feet, Kyle, if they want to pick up one, can I buy that Christmas hat? Is that available?
I don't know if I have them right now.
Teasing the audience. Hey, here's what only I have.
We have the shoes. I've seen those. Okay. And we got the socks. I can't remember if we got them right now. We're open 10 to 6 through the week and 10 to 4 on Saturday.
All right. FleetFeetDecaturIL.com, SpinCity.co. Guys, we appreciate it.
Thanks,
man. All right.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit NewhoffMedia.com.